This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You may not recognize the name Chris DeRedis, but you may be familiar with his work. DeRedis is a music supervisor for some of Hollywood's biggest hits. When Austin Powers steps on screen, his mop top and mod clothing scream 1960s. But it's the Shagadelic soundtrack that really sets the tone for the secret agent from the psychedelic era. Austin Powers had already finished filming when DeRedis suggested a cut for the soundtrack by Quincy Jones called Soul Bossa Nova.
I mean, the charge on Austin Powers was define what Shagadelic is. You know, find the musical world of Austin Powers and define it. That was such a blast because you start going through music that is pre-1968. This was taking place in 1967, so it's kind of the way we looked at it was before the drugs kicked in. The sun was still shining, you know, and it was very optimistic and fun-loving and upbeat, and it was a bright and shiny day.
It was such a eureka moment that Mike Myers, Austin Powers himself, insisted on reshooting the film's opening sequence to include the music. It's an example of how DeRedis creates a sonic fingerprint, carefully choosing music to help define a character or place the viewer in a specific period or state of mind.
Here's how I approach it. I get to know everything I can about the movie as soon as possible, whatever's available. Sometimes it's simply a script. There's one movie I'm starting right now that I've just got a book. That's all I have. Once I've immerse myself in whatever is available, I start feeding the director pieces of music, compilations, songs or pieces of music that feel like they're a part of the world as I understand it.
DeRedis, now 40 years old, once hosted a popular radio program in Los Angeles called Morning Becomes Eclectic, which, as the title suggests, featured a wide range of music, from grunge to world beats to B-side singles from long-gone eras. He brings that voracious appetite for music to his work in film, where he quickly developed an impressive resume. In addition to Austin Powers, he's helped develop soundtracks for As Good As It Gets, Gross Point Blank, Shrek, Sex and the City, and his latest film, Down With Love. On the day we visited DeRedis, he was at work with his colleague, Dan DePrima, hovering over an audio mixing board. The two are trying to find exactly the right music to underscore a key sequence from the film, where the actor Ewan McGregor walks into his bachelor pad to discover a hip 60s party in full swing.
Excuse me, is Peter McManus here? You mean the wizard?
The two scour their vast music collections to test different songs against the scene. It's a process they liken to throwing noodles against the wall to see what sticks.
It's a little too smoky, sophisticated for the scene, so that's kind of a problem because you want the music to almost feel like somebody could be in the corner playing the music, so you want it to have a little more organic feel.
For now, this song is a maybe. After fiddling a few dials on the soundboard, they move on to another possibility.
And the only one I had in here, I found this one on this CD. It's called For Mods Only, so I thought...
It's worth trying, right? Yeah. This is good, yeah.
You rang?
I like the way it goes
no,
up at
I
that point.
No, I used my E-Man. How did everyone else get in here?
Picked yep. up on all the dancing in the scene, too.
Crazy!
Better, but still not perfect. So they try again, and again, and again, until they get to a mod version of a Duke Ellington tune.
The wah-wah matches his eyebrows. It's great.
You rang? No, I used my key, man. And how did everyone else get in here? I took Vicky down to the village for a demi-tasse. Crazy! And then the coffee house got raided, so I moved the scene uptown. You dig, Daddy-o?
Oh, I do dig.
Yeah, you know, it's hip enough and a little bit less white enough to separate itself from the rest of the movie to make it more special.
Yeah.
So that when he does walk in and his eyes raise, there's a reason for it, right?
Yeah.
His eyebrows raise.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Searching through music this way, matching various CDs against the same scene over and over again, isn't the way DeRedis likes to work. He much prefers to get in on the ground floor of a film project.
That's one of my prerequisites to work on a project, is that usually I want to be involved before they've even started shooting.
Why do you insist on working that way?
Because I see the music as an integral ingredient to the pie. I see it as helping to flavor the pie, not as whipped cream on top of the pie.
And that's a philosophy that has led to one of his biggest successes, the Academy Award-winning film, American Beauty.
American Beauty, at the surface, could have a lot of different musical environments. I mean, the script was the clue. You read the script, you saw the movie.
You read the script, you heard the movie.
I certainly did.
What did you hear?
Oh, I just heard quirky music of all different styles that related to each of the characters.
Married woman, stay away from me. Married woman, mama, let me be. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Don't bring around the cloud to rain on my parade.
It's widely acknowledged in Hollywood that Christoridis' contribution had much to do with the success of American Beauty. His eclectic soundtrack, mixing alternative rockers with retro acts like Bobby Darin, helped create a hip and edgy identity at the box office. In the industry parlance, he gave the movie a personality. In his latest film, Down with Love, transporting viewers to the early 1960s was the goal. Remember that scene we heard earlier? Well, this is what it sounds like now.
You rang?
No, I used my key, Maynard. How did everyone else get in here?
I took Vicky down to the village for a demi-tasse. Crazy! And then the coffee house got raided, so I moved the scene uptown. You dig, Danny O?
Oh, I do dig.
The director chose to go with original music by a composer. In the end, Derrida said he didn't mind because the selection matched the mood of the film.
When you see a film, when do you know if it works? When you go to the movies, not in the screening room, when you're out there with a general audience, how do you know that you hit it?
When you don't notice the music.
That's so surprising.
Yeah.
Because
if you walk out of a movie and it had an impact on you, a positive impact on you, and you can't really remember the music, then it served its job. It did its job.
But don't you want the audience to walk out of the movie to go buy the soundtrack?
Yeah, but not because they loved that song, necessarily. Because they loved that experience, and they want to relive it. I think a soundtrack, when done right, is a souvenir of the movie.
Hollywood music supervisor Chris DeRitas. Among other projects, he's in the process of selecting music for Shrek 2. The sequel is slated to hit theaters in 2004.